Yes. I was thinking of, I always like to try to connect something in the parasha to some theme that we've been discussing in Shir. So I was thinking of what we could bridge here between Bahaloscha and the sugyas of Kimo Bo Kimo, Bitro Bo Bitro. We have the concept that we see a person could be Chayiv Malkis for a particular Aveira, and yet there's a way that there could be a Tikkun that could come about in the wake of doing the Aveira, in the form of Mkayim the Ase, Lashim Nitzik Ase, and Lokin Olav. So in that vein, give me a little bit of maybe poetic license to darshan a little bit of Parshas Bahaloscha, because the idea really of after the fact, there's a second chance to somehow remedy what was lost. That idea emerges in the parasha in a striking fashion. And that's the Inyan of Pesach Sheni. Here you have the story in the Torah of individuals who were unable to mekayim the mitzvah of Karban Pesach in that first year in the Midbar because they were Tamei. Torah doesn't tell you who they were, but they were obviously very special, righteous people. Different shittas in Chazal, exactly who they were and why they were Tamei. But they were involved, obviously, in a very proper activity. Maybe they were carrying Aron Shel Yosef, maybe they were involved with Nadav and Avihu, but they were Tamei, and therefore unable to mekayim the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. So they didn't just settle, but they came to Moshe, and they were very courageous, and they expressed to Moshe the fact that they were Tamei, and they couldn't be in Karban Pesach, and yet they said, Lama nigara, why should we be diminished? Why should we be held back? Different ways to translate the word nigara. Either way, they felt that they were being shortchanged. With filthy happiness, Karban Hashem ben Moado, Besoch ben Yisrael. This initiative that they took to present their case to Moshe Rabbeinu in the way they did opened up channels min Hashemayim. Moshe says, let me hear what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Imlu be'eshma'a. And with that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the tzivoy of Pesach Sheni, Dabar B'nei Yisrael, a whole parsha b'Torah. The Rambam counts Pesach Sheni as a separate mitzvah of Tayag. The mitzvah of Pesach Sheni, there's an opportunity to bring the Karban Pesach a month later in Yud Dalet Iyar, with all the details that the Torah goes on to say. What enabled this new parasha to be revealed in the Torah? Megalgin Schus al Yidei Zakai. It was these individuals who came forward to express that feeling that they didn't want to miss out. Lama Nigara. What kind of a time is Lama Nigara? Kachazeh, that's the midah, right? A Tamei can't bring Karban Pesach. What are you coming? What are you coming with? Lama Nigara. Why should we be held back? Why should we be compromised? What do you mean, why? That's the halacha. You got to accept what is, and this is the way it is. So you're an anus, you're pater. What are you complaining about? So the answer is obvious, and the Mepharshim pick up on this. They felt it's not fear, something that's not just about this, because they had such a strong ratzon to be part of the mitzvah. And it was through no fault of their own, after all. They were involved in a dvar mitzvah as well. How can it be that our involvement in a dvar mitzvah, we were carrying Aron Shel Yosef, we were involved with Nadav and Avihu, we metami ourselves for a mitzvah, that should lead us not to be able to fulfill this mitzvah? So the Orach Chaim HaKadosh explains in this vein, Lama nigara, Tzarech Ladas, Hainasa Anashim. What do you mean? They're Tamei. What are they asking? Ulai, Hilatzad Shenitmu Bishu So Yisbarach. They had permission, they had a license granted to become Tamei. Whether there was Tamei Meis Mitzvah, one Shita, whether Aron Shel Yosef. So they felt that they should treat them as if they're Tahar. They were given a sanction, a license by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like Hashem allows Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. So they said, no, for us, there should be an exception. They didn't want to settle. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, make room for us too. We were doing it by your Tzibur. We were doing a mitzvah. V'chi b'shvil she'asu mitzvah, yu nigra'im mikarben Pesach. Because they were doing a mitzvah, we should have something less. Alderach zeh in the Sfarnu, in his own language, the Sfarnu writes, Lama nigara. Not being able to carry a mitzvah in their mind was an Aveira. Now, Two, they were an anus. But in their mind, that's terrible. They're not doing the mitzvah. How could it be that an avowment in mitzvah is goreres avera? So the fact that they had a strong sense that they were doing what was right, and how could they be left out? That's what opened up the channels from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to open up the mitzvah of Pesach Sheni. And it's interesting what a contrast this is to the larger context of the whole parsha here. Because the very section itself of Pesach Sheni begins with the tzivui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Chodesh HaRishon, in Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that they should bring the Karban Pesach on Yud Daled Nisan of that second year. So the question is asking the Gemara Pesachim Davav, and Rashi here in Chumash points out that in the sequence of the Torah, this is not in order, because the Torah Parshas Sefer Bamidbar begins with the census that took place on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Chodesh HaSheni. Here we're talking about what's happening in Chodesh HaRishon, the Tzivui of Karban Pesach was in Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that they should bring the Karban Pesach on the 14th of Nisan. So why does the Torah not begin Sefer Bamidbar with this mitzvah, with this tzivoy? The answer given, Neshehikin Nusan Shal Yisrael, because there's something very negative about Klal Yisrael that's contained within these words of the Pasuk. Because by saying they should be Mekayim Karban Pesach in the Midbar now, it reminds us that there was no other Karban Pesach brought throughout all the years in the Midbar. They had one in Mitzrayim, they had one the first year, and that was it. And that has to do with the fact that they were not eligible for various reasons. They were Arayim, and they didn't have the ability to do Mila. They couldn't bring Karban Pesach for the rest of the time. But bottom line is, there's a Gnusan Shal Yisrael. On some level, that's acceptable. What else? They weren't Chayiv. It's such a terrible thing. It's Gnusan Shal Yisrael because they didn't do the mitzvah. And the contrast is, these two people also didn't do the mitzvah. But they didn't just let it ride. They didn't just let it slide. They didn't just let it say, okay, you know, that's it. So we're putter. They felt shortchanged. They felt that they're missing out. And they felt they had to make a difference. And they made their case, respectfully. And as a result of that, they were given a new opportunity. How amazing an opportunity it was. Because it even goes beyond what they asked for. What do I mean? We talk about second chances. So the Pashup Shad is, we know there's Pesach Rishon, there's Pesach Sheni. Somebody is not able to bring Pesach Rishon because he's Tamei, because he's Bederech Rechoka. So they have Pesach Sheni, and that was the situation over here. The Emes is the Rambam, this is not according to all the Shittas of Tanoim, but this is how the Rambam paskins. This is Machlokes, different Tanoim and Misachet Pesachim, exactly the relationship between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, vis-a-vis the Kares. We know if someone doesn't bring Karban Pesach, the Rishon, the Nezid, the Chayiv Kares. But what about if they were Shogig B'Rishon and they were Nezid B'Sheni? So is it Kares and Pesach Sheni? What's the relationship between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? But the Rambam, this Bekitzer, tells us the following halach. Again, it works not according to all the Rishonim, not all the Shitas Tanoim, but the Rambam explains the following. It's a fascinating Shita, the Rambam. Perek Hay of Karban Pesach. Ram says, Misha Yatame Bishat Shkita Satesach, Oy Derech Rechoka, O Be'ones Acher, O Sheshogag, Bo Hikve Berishon, Harei Seshochit, Pesach, Ba'abo Osar, Tachodesh Hashayini Ben Harabayim, Mitzvah Sase. And the Ram calls it a regel b'fnei atzmo. And therefore there could be a chi of kareis just by not bringing Pesach Sheini. And yet the Ram says something fascinating. Kate said, a couple of scenarios, the Ram continues in Halacha Beis. Misha shagag o nenas bo hikri barishon. Someone was an anus barishon. Im hizid bo hikri b'sheni chayiv kares. So not bringing b'sheni is itself a cause for kares because it's a regel b'fnei asma. If he's also a shogi b'sheni, then he's pater. But then the Rambam says something interesting. Hizid bo hikri barishon. Let's say a person was a mazid not to bring the Karban Pesach Berisha. Says the Rambam, Hareza Makri B'Sheni. He can bring Karban Pesach B'Sheni. Lohikri B'Sheni, even though he's a Shogeg, Hareza Chayiv Kares. Shahare Lohikri Karban Hashem B'Moadov, Ha'yamezid. The Rambam says, that if the person was an ones or shogeg berishon, but even if he was a mazed berishon, he can bring v'sheni, which means that it's more than what these individuals asked for. According to this psak of the Rambam, the chidush that came about with Pesach Sheni is not just a makeup for somebody who was nenas, but it's also a remedy for someone who was amazed. And here we think back about what the sugyas we're learning today, about a situation of a person who did an avera of amazed, of a lash and nita glase. And the Torah allows there to be a tikkun post facto, which means the concept of a second chance is not just when you weren't able to do it and you wish you could have, but even when you messed up, there's sometimes a chance even then to undo the kares or to not be chayav kares, and that's the psak of the Rambam. But that parsha Pesach Sheni only happened, and that ability only happened because they felt that they're not going to settle for the tour of the onus, because they felt such a connection to mitzvahs that they needed to feel a chance to have a makeup. And once there was a chidush, once the channel was given in Hashem's mind for such an opportunity of makeup, it went beyond even what they were asking for. And Hashem allows, according to the Pesach in the Rambam, that even a hizid barishon, where you could say already the avera was done, the kares is already chayiv, but even that, the new opening of Pesach Sheni gives that person a chance to not be chayiv kares if they bring the Pesach Sheni. But the moral of the story, if you were, the Musa Haskell, is how you see that even if you're technically off the hook, even if you're putter, but the feeling should continue to be, I wish I could. And the opportunity, when it presents itself in the right circumstances, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets you have the opportunity again, and you embrace it and you cherish it. Obviously, I speak in a certain way, even though the timing still has to be worked out from community to community, shul to shul. Obviously, everything that's done, every step that has to be taken has to be done with the proper hadracha, the proper guidance, and everyone according to their particular hadracha in terms of their rav and their rabbein. But the idea, of course, is relevant to all of us, because for all these many weeks, we've been in a situation, you might say, of a lama nigara. We wish we could do more. We wish we could be davening tefillah b'tzibur. We wish we could be together in shir. And, you know, as the weeks have gone on, and as we go further and further, we hope and daven that the opportunities will become more and more available. And here and there, opportunities are becoming available. Again, recognize that being putter doesn't mean feeling, ah, oh, Baruch Hashem, I don't have to. Not that we actually say that or think it consciously, but there's always parts of us that think, you know, sometimes it's a little bit of a tircha to have to go out, to have to go here. You know, there's a convenience of staying home. Sometimes you feel that way. To the extent that we don't feel that way, that's the midah here of these individuals who feel lama nigara. Obviously, we have to know what's appropriate, never to go to overreach. What is appropriate, what's not appropriate, we're not dealing with specifics right now, but to the extent that the opportunity does present itself and we carry ourselves in accordance with the standards that we've met, to feel and to cherish those opportunities, not to take it for granted, at the extent that we're still at a point that we can get beyond, to recognize that we're missing out and we wish and we desire, and that desire itself, as we feel via that desire itself, can open up the channels for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us more opportunities. Just as you see over here, that the desire itself, Olam HaNigara, allowed, and not just allowed for people of their situation, but even people who were mamish, benezid, on Pesach Rishon, to have a second chance. So everyone can do it for everybody else. Everyone in Klal Yisrael matters. To the extent that we feel that desire, we don't want to settle, we want more. Even if we're not yet there yet, and if we're not, you know, we're not able to, but we want to be able to, that itself gives us the Shemaya for ourselves, for others, that in Emet Hashem we shall be able to do it in the fullest way possible, to be able to have the full kiyum of all the mitzvahs that we feel right now we're not able to do. Because Baruch Hu should give us that Yat Shemaya in the weeks and the months ahead, to have only Suas Tovos, Yeshuas, of course, the Nachamos, Yat Shemaya, Lanu, Chol Yisrael, Amen. Have a wonderful Shabbos, everybody.
Shabbos. Thank you, Rebbe. Adrian Abbas.